everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, listeners, this is it. This is our fourth and final installment of our Young Dracula epic saga. If you've managed to get through many hours of Young Dracula content that we've spewed out, then congratulations. You know, we spent a really long time working on this one, purely just getting it all watched, to be honest. I guess we really threw ourselves into this one. I mean, some of us dressed up, we filmed it in a studio. So yeah, it was a lot of work. It was a lot more editing for me. I'm recording this at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I feel like it was really worth it because it's such a wonderful, wonderful show. And I forgot how much I loved it, to be honest. I think I love it more now than I did, you know, 15-ish years ago. So I really, really recommend watching it. I mean, we do spoil it in this episode, so be, you know, be aware of that. But I'm sure at this point, you already know that we're spoiling things. It's been a pleasure to have you on this journey with us. Thank you, listeners. I hope you enjoy our final Young Dracula episode. And next week, we'll be back to much lighter content. See you then.
He's in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel 1 and 2. And he's also in...
Someone knows their Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. I would like to talk about the character of Ingrid, if that is okay.
No. Moving on.
Please.
Well, we haven't said any of the stuff she's gotten up to in either of the seasons we've discussed
yet. We haven't.
Because is season 3, she makes a little cavalcade of cheerleaders?
Oh, okay. So.
OnlyFans.
There are entire...
That's a passive income right there. Yeah.
It's not passive.
No, because she ain't done the work. They are.
Oh, I see.
She's there. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you tell us the way to this bottle, please?
Oh, yeah, it's just
there. I'm not doing anything. I'll show you the way. Follow me. Catch you later.
See you later. Friendly Ingrid. Do you know, I don't think I'll ever get used to that.
This isn't the sports hall. Oh, My mistake.
There are entire seasons of Buffy that are less queer-coded than this scene with Ingrid in the bathroom with that sports team of schoolgirls.
The first lesbian kiss on telly in Buffy
was less queer-coded than this.
Forms are your disguises. You won't all change at once. It's to do with blood types, all very complicated, not worth worrying about.
What have you done to us?
Given you a gift. Made sure you all stay young and beautiful forever. So, you'll miss your families. Well, get over it. You know what? They were only going to disappoint you anyway. Well, mine have. It's always hard adjusting to new situations, but you're doing this for the greater good.
What greater good?
Vampirous liberation, of course. Wear a skirt in my world, and you might as well wear a sign around your neck saying second-class citizen. It ends today. The revolution starts right here, right now, in this toilet. We are going to start with the assassination of Vladimir Dracula.
Why?
Because he's the key culprit. Soon he'll be so powerful we'll never be able to oust him. Find him. Do it today. Vampirous liberation!
Vampirous liberation!
Doesn't that mean losing?
It means liberation. Get changed. You need to blend in.
I just quickly want to say that Laura throwing her arms out like that, it's not for the purposes of the podcast. She's like that at home and she does routinely nearly take my eyes out.
Well, usually
she like gestures like this near my face, and it's like, would you fuck off?
You've been my friend for 7 years. You should be used to it by now. Actually, no.
You should have better spatial awareness.
We also used to live in a larger place, so there was ability for more space between us.
Sorry, is it the walls that you're that you're blaming here?
No. So like,
it's actually the square footage that's the problem, Meg, not me.
Just keep your arms to yourself.
Usually, so first year, yeah, we'd be sat in the kitchen. We'd be sat in the kitchen, and I would be.
And Laura,
I would be a distance from you across the table.
A distance.
Look what the bat dragged in. I told you not to bring her here.
Nice to see you too, Dad.
Leave her alone. She's sick.
I'll put her out of her misery.
You lay a fang on her. You can't tell me what to do anymore.
You think you can defy me? I am your father. Don't ever forget that.
Then what are you waiting for? Bite me.
I think that the first episode of season 3 is fabulous. I think the way it is written and directed is so perfect and economical and brilliant. So it sets up Vlad, the first scene that Vlad is in, he wakes up in his coffin, which we've never seen him sleep in before. He uses all his powers. He's a full...
He bangs his head on the coffin.
He does. He has a nightmare. He has a nightmare about Ingrid, actually.
Really,
so she's
over the top coffin.
Yeah. The sort of... Yeah. So,
bomb shelter.
Yeah, this is it's an Anderson shelter, yes. Yeah. So... Ingrid is running from Slayers. She's having a bad time of it after her rampage in Stokely. Vlad wakes up. He's dreaming about her. He bangs his head on the coffin. He uses all his powers. He goes downstairs. He has an argument with his dad. And you can instantly see, this is where we are. This is where we live. This is how Vlad is doing now. This is his relationship with his dad now. He's older and wiser and more angry. And we're there. We're in it. Mm-hmm. And I
relatable.
Think it's...
Getting angrier with age. Very relatable.
every day I'm angry.
I think you've gotten less angry.
Yeah,
yeah, you've definitely mellowed, Laura.
I was a furious 13-year-old.
That's very funny to imagine.
Furious 18, 19.
I was too fucking burnt out, 17, 18, to be furious with anything.
I don't have the energy to be mad.
Basically.
So,
that was so Betty.
It was very Laura, actually.
Sorry.
Oh, last time we were in this studio.
Oh.
Jamie, is it Jamie that runs this studio? He said, so are all of you Australian? And we were like, none of us.
I don't even know if I was the first person to speak, but...
When you live with people for enough time, you all start to sound like each other.
Yeah.
I remember in first year, you were like, you went home and your family were making fun of you for sounding Southern because you had picked up my gnar.
Yeah.
But you were like, guys, I'm not sounding Southern. I'm sounding Southern Hemisphere. It's different.
Have you thought about just getting an accent and sticking with it?
I lost it.
I don't know where it went.
So in...
Sure.
In this first episode, Vlad finds Ingrid... his dad is like, oh, she betrayed us. I want her to die.
She's
I don't care.
Dying. She's poisoned.
Yeah, she's dying. She's got blood poisoning from a breather
Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan, yeah. That she bit. So Vlad goes and finds her. He's a very forgiving boy. And
it's his sister.
Yeah, she...
You'd
yeah.
forgive Arthur.
I would.
Not and, Betty, but you'd...
oh, come on. So... So he finds Ingrid. She's very unwell. And he's like, come home. I know that he doesn't say it, but Dad loves you. And Ingrid says, no, he doesn't.
So that's what this is. You're here to gloat.
I'm here to take you home.
I think it's a bit late to be playing happy families, don't you?
We can protect you from the Slayers.
I can handle them. And I'm not afraid to use them on anyone.
You'll lose.
Now you're just showing off.
Come home, Ingrid. We've missed you.
We?
Deep down, he loves you.
No, he doesn't. Never has, never will.
Give him another chance. He'll prove you wrong.
Bye, Vlad. Stay out of trouble. I guess that's what you're best at.
And Vlad's like, no, he does. And you think, Ingrid has absolutely... He's given no reason for you to think that he loves Ingrid.
Do you think he loves Ingrid?
Well...
Yeah, I know later. Well,
I'm getting to it.
Yeah.
So Ingrid comes home. She's extremely unwell. The Count is being really callous about it. Anyway, she recovers. She, in this season, lures a group of visiting girls to the toilets, turns them all. I was actually watching this with Meg and I was like, is she coming to eat them? Is she coming to eat those 12 girls? But no, she just creates...
Sometimes you've got a hunger on, what can I say?
So she creates her own posse.
Swallow.
And it's amazing. And then when Vlad goes bad, he pushes her into the sun and she almost dies. And in the episode after, she's oh my God, Claire Thomas is just incredible. She plays like despondent and depressed and useless. It's just heartbreaking. So Miss McCauley organises some therapy for her.
Dad doesn't call my brother the chosen one for nothing.
Oh. How do you get on with your father? Tell me about your relationship.
I wouldn't call it a relationship.
A lot of dads struggle bringing up girls. Do you think your father found your growing up difficult to handle?
His heart stopped beating a long, long time ago.
And it's a flashback episode.
So, yeah, just quickly, I will let you finish.
You've got lipstick on your finger because you put it in your mouth to pop with it.
Oh, this one. Oh, yeah, I do. There's two flashback episodes this season.
Yeah, there is.
What?
To be fair, in real time, there were 3 years between.
Yes, that's fair. But I put my foot down on two pretty close together as well. Because, like, I get they seem to have got more money, but then they did two flashback episodes. And I'm like, did you get more money?
The first one was called Fangs for the Memories.
Nice.
And like, the second one is, yeah.
Even though they weren't so great.
There's a couple of those. There's a couple good episode title names.
Do the bite thing.
Do the bite thing.
Yeah. So the second flashback episode is Ingrid's therapy episode.
That's just called therapy.
Yeah. And I can take so many Ingrid and her dad moments, but a whole episode of it, like all of them, I was so miserable because all I want is for the Count to love her. That is all I want. And it was so sad.
Would you prefer it if she was able to be happy without striving for his love?
No, I want him to love her, Laura. So I can't remember what her particular story is in season four. Oh, it's trying to get onto the Vampire High Council.
Yeah.
So she's given a bunch of tasks and she basically has to do really evil things against her family.
So while this is relevant to season four, but it's more about season five, that she's off doing full political strategy Cersei shit on her own while they're like, who's my mom back home?
Yeah.
One of these is a slightly more interesting story to me. I wrote in my notes some Jeremy Kyle drama happening back home and she's trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
Ministerial position at a time.
Two very different shows.
Yeah.
Now, where were we? I think you just called Morgan a dodder.
Shh.
Oh, Warnock. You're not another Billy Big Fangs, are you? All talk and no action.
No. My computerization of the High Council library raised more than a few eyebrows.
Computerizing the library? Does that really count as action?
I made it available in three different formats.
Still.
You two huddle together again? What exactly are you up to?
We're plotting to overthrow Morgan.
Priceless. Absolutely priceless.
What were you thinking?
Oh, relax. I'm a girl. Nobody takes anything I say seriously.
Even for a vampire, you're twisted.
Oh, sweet.
I'm the good guy here.
No, you're not. You lied to me my whole life. I've always felt like an outsider, like I didn't fit in as a vampire, and you knew why. If you told me, I could have made sense of things.
I couldn't tell you.
Why not?
It would have been too dangerous. Look, having a child with a breather breaks the vampire's most sacred rule. It's the biggest taboo. As head of the clan, I would have been executed, and you... would have been seen as an abomination, Vlad.
The abominable vampire.
It's not funny!
It's hilarious! If I'm half human, how can I be the chosen one?
I was more than a little surprised at that myself, but then vampire lore moves in very mysterious ways.
So who's my real father?
There's no point in dragging up the past.
Who is it?!
Very sad episode where Romanga basically says, oh, Ingrid, to get onto the High Council, collect a tear from a member of the Dracula clan. And she's basically just doing evil things to her brother and her dad, and she can't get them to cry. And then someone just says something really cutting to her. And she collects her own tear.
Yeah,
and
she just...
So she sad. Just very... I love her.
You know that bit in Princess and the Frog?
Go on. It's been a while.
the blonde character, Tiana's friend, does... You've probably seen a gif of this because it's very gift, where she's radically upset. She's ruined her makeup. She just quickly... It reminded me of that because she just goes... catches the tear and then moves on.
Yeah, because she's been really nasty to Wolfie, isn't she? And she goes, come on, Wolfie, just one tear.
And Wolfie's like, you're mean. Oh, I love her. So that's her story in season four. Like, she's throughout the three seasons, she's plotting against her own family, which is a very Ingrid thing to do.
She's also doing the most for the, like, Blood Cafe.
She is. Yeah, she's like running the blood bank. Yeah,
doing the most.
But she, yeah, so she is always trying to get her father or Vlad staked.
Oh, wait, did you steal that off Vlad?
He gave it to me. He was worried about you. Are you seriously going to dust him?
We're Draculas, it's what we do.
But he's your brother. You'd miss him.
Look, can we just get out of here, please?
And the thing about Ingrid is, even though she does some of the most forgivable things in the whole season... Unforgivable things in the whole show, I forgive her for all of it, because I think in the end she's kind of just joking. Like, she won't actually do it, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just joking. I'm not really gonna do it.
Like, have you considered that she's, like, really pretty?
Oh, if you're that pretty, you can't be... evil.
Yeah, so true. So true.
Because when it comes to the crunch, she's always there for Vlad.
Why doesn't Erin want to be a vampire?
Because when I bit her brother, he changed. He didn't care about his sappy little sister anymore. And when Erin turns vamp, she won't love Vlad. In fact, she'll hate him.
So why is Vlad going to bite her?
Because love is stupid, and it makes people do stupid things.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah.
What stupid things did you do?
Nothing as stupid as what I'm about to do now.
Don't do it, Vlad. You're making a mistake.
Get out.
Look, I don't know what's going on with you right now, and I don't really care. But you're not acting like the Vlad I know. Trust me, I spent 17 years with the little wimp.
What's your point?
You know how Erin feels about becoming a vampire. Eternity's a long time to be hated.
She's always there for Vlad. She's always there for Vlad. No one else. She's there for herself and there for Vlad, which, you know, I understand.
I think she's there for her dad as well.
She was there for Wolfie.
Yeah, she was kind of there for Wolfie. Yeah.
It's good to see you. It's been a while since I had a live meal. You won't make me sick, will you? Sorry, but I am gagging for a pint of warm, fresh, fluffy, cuddly. Curse you! Why do you have to be so cute?
How does she end in season 5? I can't remember. I literally
she gets with
it.
Piers.
Oh yeah. Because I didn't watch all of season 5. Suddenly, this Scottish man with computer skills is there.
I'm
going
to
tell
you this now. If you had watched all of season 5, you still wouldn't be sure how he popped up. Because it's true. Had this call. Yeah. Elsie goes, where did he come from? And I was like...
I thought he was Bertoloni, the Italian dude who was in the school briefly.
Oh, Batman.
And then he opened his mouth and I was like, that's not the same guy. And he's doing all these computer things. He's also the technology thing he introduces with those glasses that scan shit that you're reading. That is crazy good technology that would make millions and millions of pounds. But he's just like, oh, it's just this little trinket I've got. And then he builds, she has a good computer setup.
Yeah, he does their security system in their house and that helps them with that. And
that's how she
and
knows
and fucks Ingrid as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a vampire. It's pretty obvious. The VHC stands for Vampire High Council, not very hot chocolate. And you just shown me a family tree of the Impindulu, who took their name from the legend of the Queen. Well, what can I say? I am really into my biters.
You really need to get out more.
Is that an offer?
Yeah, he's
crucially,
really... He's
crucially,
a breather.
Crucially, but... he sloppy tops Ingrid.
Yeah, he's a breather, but he's really into vampires, so he kind of just lets them have this.
He has a vampire fetish.
Yes.
Yeah, because at one point she gets her fangs out to threaten him, and he's like, ooh, yeah. Instead of being like,
well, to be fair, if you were getting with a human...
Whoops. If you were getting with a human, you would want them to be, oh yeah, about the fangs rather than, ah, and run away.
Or you'd want them to be rightly cautious, but instead he's like, oh yeah.
So at the
what
end
What harm can a little Nick do now? Come on. What make you into a vampire in this world?
At the end
Pish
of...
posh. At oh no, I'm fully on side for their relationship. I think she
I know
deserves...
that you're fully on side. You've read so much vampire porn in your time. You would be in no place to judge.
No, yeah.
Anyway.
Almost none of the vampire porn, the human love interest, almost none of it has a vampire thing. They're usually made fun of in those books, which I think is a bit rude, because who are those books for?
Yeah, you.
At the end of season 4, when the Count's dying, he asks Ingrid to go get Miss Macaulay so we can say goodbye or whatever. And so I've had 4 seasons of yearning. Like, I've wanted the Count to just tell, not even to stop hating Ingrid, just to be friendly. Yeah. Like, anything.
Without being hypnotized to do it.
Yeah. And he says, Ingrid, I've got something for you, as he's like lying on his deathbed. And Ingrid goes over to the Count.
Ingrid.
What?
I have something for you. I want you to have this. You were 5 when you drew that. Said you couldn't wait to have your own coffin, just like me. Come. Look. You drew your fangs bigger than mine. You always were more ambitious than Vlad.
I thought you only kept Vlad's drawings. You said you threw all mine away.
I've never said this before, but I do love you, Ingrid.
You don't mean that. It's just the poison pickling your brain.
I mean it with all my dying heart. It's all right.
You drew your fangs bigger than mine.
I was like, aww.
And he says, Ingrid, I have always loved you. It's so, oh, it's so much. And then at the beginning
Meg
of
hates sentimentality and sincerity.
It is. I was so happy. But like at the beginning of season 5, the way that those two characters are reintroduced is they
shopping trip.
Yeah, they fly in as bats with their shopping bags. Yeah. They've been shopping together.
And then he does say something kind of cutting to her. I can't remember what it was, but there's this vibe change where it's like she knows he's joking.
Oh yes. Go count. And goodbye, Ingrid.
All right, Genghis Khan, you win. Again.
Oh, Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was an amateur compared to me. Right then, that's 12-0 to me. It's official. I am invincible. Yeah!
No wonder they call it a board game. If this gets any more tedious, I might go for a walk in the sunlight.
Where's Renfrew? It's his turn to grovel.
There's very much a vibe change. They're kind of sort of comedy duoing together, and they have a games night together now. It's all I wanted. This is why I loved season 5. It was such a vibe shift. It was right. Like,
what else in season 5?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
What started happening in season 5, just generally speaking?
Well, Keith Lee Castle has lots of tattoos. And, well, you tell the story about how I got you out of your room.
Was just, in season 5, things are a bit loosey-goosey. Just things are allowed to happen. That previously they seemed to have tightly controlled, right? So I was in my room and I heard like squeaking, I heard like weird noises, and I thought it was an animal. Because one time there was this cat that was out in front of our house.
One time there was this cat.
And I heard it meowing, And I was like, oh, this is a fucking cat. And I thought the cat had returned, is what. And then I went to open the door to see if the cat was there. And no, it was Elsie. Because when I got out, when she heard me come out of my room, she went, Laura, Laura, come here, I've got to show you something. Mind you, from episode one, the first instance it's possible, his tattoos are on display. So I don't know why it took you that long.
To notice. They're just more obvious. So it felt like in season five, they stopped giving a shit about details because you can quite clearly see, like, he's in his Count Dracula getup and you can see his, like, 2008 style tattoos. Like, I mean, they look great, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it's just very strange.
Yeah. You're like, oh, suddenly the Count has covered in tattoos? All right, we're not going to mention that. Okay,
it's very, it just looked kind of like, oh, they don't care anymore. Yeah.
There's quite a lot in these three series that I'm surprised was allowed to air.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot can happen in a weekend. You, for instance, happened in a weekend.
Yeah. Like, comments. Like, the bit where Renfield thinks he's going to get punished and, like...
Oh, yeah!
...turns around for a spanking.
Kidney balls.
Yeah, these are for Master.
But he hates kidney.
I know. State, Master. I deserve to be punished.
Yeah, and Meg can do quite a good Renfield impression.
You really can.
What does he say?
I suppose I'll have to be punished now, Master.
I suppose you'll have to punish me now, Master.
And he turns around and bends over.
Should we just talk about Renfield in this era for a sec? Because he is...
Oh my god, he's different and he's somehow so more disgusting.
Well, no, because
don't
like,
be mean.
Oh, but come on, he is.
He really isn't. He looks like he's showered this century.
Yeah, but now he looks so fleshy.
Yeah. They stopped covering him in, like, bog material and he's now, like, weirdly pale. He looks more like his dad. Pale, yeah. Like paper sheet white. That
bit like
You know in Batman versus you know in Batman and Robin else,
the film.
Yeah, yeah. The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, as the he kind of that texture of his skin, because the Mr. Freeze in that film has like this weirdly textured skin. Like you can really see it and imagine what it would feel like. I think Renfield's skin looks like that in this, because I feel like if I know what his skin would feel like. Yeah, that's which isn't nice in
he
no
looks
way
like I
nice.
Know what his skin would feel like. I don't really know what that means, because I just do know what skin feels like.
No, but you know, like, so I look at you and I assume your skin feels normal like skin. Yeah. Like soft normal skin,
and his looks more rubbery than that.
His skin looks textured as fuck, like, you know,
topographical.
Oh, I don't know what, even remotely, how to explain what the thing is I have in my head, so I won't. Kind of like if sprayed on texture.
Okay.
Yes, I know what you mean. You can get cans of it from B&Q.
Yeah.
And the lids are textured like the texture
is.
Yeah.
Like his skin is rough. I really like when he accidentally, well, he doesn't accidentally, he grows, he gets hair.
Oh, that's so funny.
He gets the Count's hair.
Yeah, does he like ask to borrow the Count's conditioner or something?
Yeah, because he's, and the Count's like, what conditioner? And then Vlad's like, that pomegranate. And it's like,
yeah,
it was left by your mother. Yeah. And you brought it with you from Wales. It's lasted you that long, has it?
Bite me first, then I'll give you the coat. 2 minutes. You doubt my word? Of course I do. Because you're a big fat liar. 2 minutes. Fat? I'm the same size now as I was back in 1680.
Will you just do it?
Can we please at least wash his neck first? Look at it! I've got a hanky. You could give me a quick spit wash with that, eh? Never mind. Never mind.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I like how sarcastic he gets. And like,
yeah, he's got more confidence this
year. Yeah, he really, really goes out and gets what he wants in series 5. It takes him all the way to the third to last episode, but he finally becomes a vampire. And I'm fuming it doesn't happen earlier on in the series.
Because it's fun with him as a vampire. Yeah. I like it when...
He's the same. He doesn't change, personally.
Every time the Count wants something, Ranfuel is like, I'll do it, but bitey, bitey, bitey. He always says bitey, bitey and like shows his neck off.
At the beginning of the dark era, he's subject to the mind wipe, so he like is a perfect butler.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually.
But
serving normal food.
Yeah, I was saying to Elsa, I was like, this isn't how amnesia works. I know that technically he was mind wiped, not amnesia, but it's like he would
have had the most unbelievable part of it. Yeah,
he would have had to have really actual thorough butler training to know how to do any of this.
It's vampire butler magic. Training.
Went to butler school.
Yeah, the butler school in Belgium, the most prestigious in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh right. Okay. Well, that's where we go. Should we go? We're going to Antwerp soon, all of us.
No, because it's really.
the country of Belgium,
the city of Antwerp. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to dox us right now. We're in England.
We're in London.
Doxed. Bum.
You're not funny.
Yes, I am.
I think it's in Belgium. Could be in Switzerland. One of those. But yeah, it's really hard. I don't want to be a butler. Would you want to be a butler?
No.
Look at Renfield's life.
Unless it was to the Count.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's just because you want to fuck the Count.
Laura, don't be disgusting.
Why have you come dressed like Count bait then?
Yeah, at least my neck is covered. Me and Egg.
That's how we refer to you when you're not there.
Have we slipped into a time warp?
It's a little early to suggest a teensy-weensy creme de menthe.
We have slipped into a time warp. I haven't touched that stuff since I was 18.
So I have something to say about the mum, human mum stuff. If I may?
Yeah.
So I think that the showdown between Vlad and his dad is really good, because like they've been hinting at him sort of rebelling and getting much more. I don't know, I think it's just a fantastic scene.
There really is nothing to tell.
Fine.
Where are you going?
I'll go see Ingrid and her new BFFs on the High Council. Maybe they'll have some answers.
No, that would be a very, very bad idea.
For who?
All of us, me, mostly.
Then tell me what's going on.
No good can come of it.
30 seconds or I'm going to the High Council.
Now you listen to me, boy. You're opening a can of bats that could ruin everything.
15 seconds.
Please don't make me do this.
I liked how that like played out, but...
Because the Count really, really, really doesn't want to say it because he's so ashamed. Like, there's a great bit where he's like, Vlad, I'm not going to tell you. And he is like, tell me. And then he's instantly like, please don't make me say it. Because he's a comedy character, really. Yeah.
And he's, again, the least subtle person ever, so there's no way he kept this secret.
Well, I was
There's no way the secret existed for him to keep.
When I was watching season 5 specifically, I was watching the Count's performance and I was like, this man must be exhausted. He's moving.
Because I also watched it sped up, so the... the aspect of how much the Count moves is like absolutely comedified to like 11, because it's just
that's for listeners. Laura's moving
ADHD,
and it's not just his body; it's his face.
Oh man, he reminds me a bit of Crowley.
Oh yeah,
I think he's funnier.
The Count.
Yeah,
no, I agree. I think he's funnier. I think it's just the, like, physical aspects of it. The draping yourself across furniture in such a lambastic way.
Oh, this He plays it so well.
Plays it so well.
Yeah, he really does.
And his hair is just so nice.
Shadow Warriors. Would someone like to explain?
Utterly ruthless and almost impossible to defeat. The ultimate weapon.
Shadow Warriors are a combination of vampire and demon with the power to turn into shadows. They materialize into solid form only long enough to kill.
But they were banned under the vampire convention.
I think that those shadow...
Oh my god, the Shadow Warriors.
The Shadow Warriors had so much more potential than what they were given.
The name, like, Shadow Warrior implies a lot of...
They're like these, like, these, like, demon vampire things that move in the shadows and, like, come out of the shadows and you just can't get them. Mm. And they solve how to get them so easily.
Fire. Do you remember the
light?
The opening, the opening two episodes of Merlin season 4, and there were kind of ghostly things that you had to kill with fire, and you never knew where they were coming from.
Do you remember the ring wraiths?
Ring wraiths, yes.
Do you remember the ring wraiths from Lord of the Rings?
Do you remember Lord of the Rings?
Meg's having a conniption.
I don't know anything that you're talking about.
You don't know the ring wraiths?
Look, it's been a Nazgul, long, it's Meg? Been about 10 years since I've watched Lord of the Rings.
You don't know the Nazgul?
And you shouldn't know it either.
It's a really, really
You should
good...
have a job, Laura. That's what
I
you should
do have a job. You know how much I've been working lately. You know how I've...
On your not job.
I've had to plan to fit in everything I need to do in the next week, and it's probably going to kill me.
Look down the camera because you look so mental.
When I say I don't have time right now to be doing this, which I want to be doing, I'm so fucking serious.
It's all right, you've only got 23 minutes left.
I'm busy.
I need your help.
I'm at a critical point.
I need you to dress up as a woman and pretend to be Mum.
Nothing that can't wait.
What were we talking about? Yeah, the shadow warriors. But when they stopped being shadows and they came into the light, it was like cartoon kung fu. Like, it was... I was watching it. I was like, I'm going insane. This is dreadful.
Versus, like, Elizabeth's confrontation, A, lasts a decent amount of time and is multi-stage and realistic-ish. Obviously there's magic, so you know, but I think the mouth effects that she does, and I also
it is quite scary.
And I love that there's a moment when Vlad and Ingrid are hiding because they don't know how to fight her, or they don't have the capacity in that state to fight her, and Vlad turns to Ingrid, he's like, how did she do the mouth? I thought it was so fucking funny.
The only thing about her is that her wig is bad and her dress is bad.
Oh, her dress is so bad. And I saw a thing that was
you
like,
you don't notice the dress as much once you've noticed how bad the wig is.
It's like, if you're a shapeshifter, you could look however you want, and that, not, you know, face, whatever, that hair and that dress is what you choose.
They'd run out of budget because they'd spent so much of it on Ingrid's dresses.
Ingrid's clothes. Oh, so, I mean,
her fringe.
In that confrontation episode, she's wearing these shoes. Like, actually these shoes. I was like, yes.
And there are other things that we thought were, like, slightly weird that they got shown on kids' TV. Like, I know that it's older kids, and I don't know what's on now. I don't know how it compares, but...
You still have full access to this channel as a kid. Like, it's not on an adult-gated channel. Like, you can just watch this as a child.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, there's, like, drug references. Count Dracula references, so basically one of the members of the council is suspended and it's because of his own personal torture chamber.
So, apart from Wolfie, has anything else exciting happened while I was away?
Ustral Boudron has been deposed as the leader of the High Council.
Yes, quite the scandal. Fiddling expenses to pay for a, personal torture chamber.
He's been replaced by the Minister for Education, which means... there's an opening for me.
What do you know about education?
I live in a school.
Which appears to have closed. And doesn't it seem empty now?
Would you get suspended? He was a vampire.
No, yeah, he was like fiddling with the finances to fund his own personal torture chamber.
Oh, so it's not about the torture chamber. It's about embezzling.
He's suspended for embezzling.
Yeah.
And there's like drug references to like what they got up to in Whitby and that sort of thing. It's, yeah.
Well, what monstrous fiend attacked you?
Nothing. I just stubbed my toe. I tripped over a gargoyle.
What was all the banging about, you idiot?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, that, it was, it's a toad. It's asking to see you.
Toad. Oh, goody. I haven't had a toad in years.
How very exciting.
Hello. I'm Count Dracula. You, if I have to.
Meg, talk about the toad.
Oh my god, the toad.
This is world building.
Yeah, this is world building. Yeah, there's an episode, it's like in the middle, it's like episode 6 or 7 of...
the season where they stopped caring.
And Renfield, it's like in the middle of this plot of like... the Count's got something in a box that he shouldn't have in a box. And
it's all the evil in the universe.
Yes.
The antagonist of season 5 is
Pandora's
all,
box.
Is all the evil in the universe. This is another reason why it's like season 7 of Buffy.
And there's also in that... Sorry, never mind. Actually, no. You go ahead.
And the Count thinks that there's something wrong outside and he sends Renfield out to go look at it. Renfield comes back in all dishevelled and the Count's like, oh my god, what was it? Why do you look like that? And he's like, oh, nothing. I tripped over a gargoyle. There's a toad out there asking for you. And he goes, oh good, I've not had a toad in years. And he goes outside, looks around for a bit, sees a toad on the floor.
Giant fuck off
giant toad.
Look around for it, it's right there.
he makes a full thing of looking around because that's how he moves.
It's like maybe this big.
It's massive. And he crouches down and he says, I'm Count Dracula.
Hello. My name is Count Dracula.
And then the toad vomits up a crystal, which turns into a scroll. And he goes,
He goes, ew.
Brother, ugh. And it's a scroll. And that's how he gets his mail.
I love it.
I love that.
And it's like season 5. They just expect the audience to be like, oh yeah, toads.
Of course. That's how vampires get their mail.
Season 5 is ridiculous. I love it.
They did fulfill to some extent my wish for world building in the dark period, because there's like so many bits and pieces of the vampire world that are talked about. They're not explained, but they are there. They're shown, and I was like, okay, so I understand your governmental structure now. Good. Unless a chosen one turns up and then dictator. Fine. That kind of thing. Because Ingrid's trying really hard to get on the VHC, the Very Hot Chocolate.
Vampire High Council. Yeah. Voluntary Fire Department.
VHC.
Yes, I know, okay. I know.
And she's facing so much resistance for what I assume is a job that you have for life that probably doesn't pay well, because... fucking who's paying them? What's the structure? What's the taxes for vampires? Where are they getting their money from? And B, every single other person is an old guy who fucking hates women with such a fervent entrenched passion. Why would you want to go for that job?
What I was surprised about is that the main guy, the top guy, the guy who gets eaten by all the evil in the universe,
that plant.
Yeah.
Ursula
III. He, whose name I've not bothered to look up before coming here and can't now because I've got no signal. He's like a proper actor. He's in...
Yeah, I recognised him.
He's in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel 1 and 2. And he's also in...
Someone knows their Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
I think he plays Norman.
I haven't seen it.
He's also in series 5 of Young Dracula.
To be fair, why? Renfield, also on Bridgerton.
Oh yeah, Simon Ludder is like quite prolific.
So it seems perfectly reasonable to also be on Young Dracula.
Does it?
I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to dress up in the nice costumes.
As a kid, I probably didn't notice this, but season 4 is really like they've made it look like the budget was quite high. They did, and then in season 5. The costumes are
amazing.
Yeah, the whole is like a spectacle.
Yeah.
And season 5 very clearly has a lower budget. There's a smaller cast. There are entire like corridors of school children in seasons 3 and 4. Series 5, they've really pared down.
And
the...
it's all recycled costumes, I noticed. There weren't really any new ones, especially Ingrid, because in season 3 and 4, Ingrid had quite a few new amazing outfits, and she repeats them in season 5.
I'm saying all this against season 5. I did love it, and I think I had the most fun watching that one. And I think because a lot of it was just family drama not, you know,
political machinations.
Or political machinations, exactly.
The Vampire High Council, I might be wrong here, but when I remember there's that bit where you see it and it's this weirdly high tower. I think that is a straight reference to Castlevania.
Yeah. I think it was as well. Yeah.
It's just a boy. Count Dracula.
It's just like the old country. They knew how to show respect. Who are you and what do you want here?
My name is Asanbo Sam of Bonbonayili, son of Yakko of the Obeyi tribe of Amshanti. My clan is destroyed. My family are dust. I wish to claim asylum with the greatest vampire lord of them all, as it is written under vampire law.
No, not today, thank you.
But you can't refuse him. As head of a clan, you have to help any vampire that requests asylum.
One of the antagonists in season 5 is a small black refugee boy.
Asan.
Who it turns out he's not a real refugee. He is an undercover infiltrator. And I was watching it and I was like, this is bad.
There was one thing that I hated about this storyline. It's really specific and I am a narc for picking up on this.
That's what this is for. Bringing people to task.
That's what we're here for.
Because it's not even about what he does. It's just about the structure of the show. He's there as like a spy and goes back to his brother and takes the information.
He's like double agenting.
Yeah. Goes back to his brother and tells him the things that are going on and says to his brother, what would you like me to do? And his brother essentially says, nothing, just keep watching. And it's like, what's the point then in having this back and forth?
Wait until there's something you can do with the information given.
Yeah, it's just a way of linking these two characters together. But Asan is essentially pointless. And
he's really cute. He's cute.
In the finale,
he's cute, but he has potential to actually be a plot device.
Yeah,
and yet that he says to his brother, there's almost no point in this conversation even making it to the final cut because nothing comes of it. He's like, what would you like me to do? And he's like, nothing. Just keep watching them until the time is right. And it's like, ooh. Okay then.
I think it's just
that's great for me. I don't move the story along at all.
It's not the kind of show that can set up, I guess, dread, like suspense for that kind of thing. It's just not structured. The stories and the arcs never go in a way that means that would be a useful scene. In a different show where suspense is being built, dread is being built, and you're like, oh shit, what's gonna fuck? This isn't that show.
The thing is, even shows where they are, having that too much makes it really boring. And it's like, imagine if they just said to this little unsuspecting kid, go back there and do an evil thing.
Yeah.
That would have been so good.
Yeah.
Just and there was the potential thing. For that. And they were like, do nothing. Great. What's the point?
I like all the puns.
It's a lot of puns.
Oh my God.
When Vlad calls
lollyclots.
Oh, I wrote down an insult in it that I thought was great. Vlad oozing calls... continental wallabat.
I wrote that down as well.
Who is a wallabat?
It's the count calling someone else oozing continental wallabat.
I think it was Malik.
Yes, me too. Malik.
And I googled wallabat and...
Vlad calls his father the ungrateful dead, which is funny.
Oh, there was a moment and I was like, I mean, this is exactly, of course this happens. When I think he's having a dream and Miss McCauley's like, oh, I have a secret to tell you. And he's like, oh, I hope you're not Mr. McCauley. And I was like,
there's more cross-dressing in these.
Renfield gleefully.
Renfield loves to cross-dress.
Because I think at one point, Vlad says, oh, you look like a woman. And he goes, thank you.
Oh, and the Britney Spears cover.
Yes!
So you've got the Ingrid posse of female vampires. Yeah. And you've got, he wants to join them.
He wants to be a vampire.
And he's daydreaming. Yeah. And they're all doing Hit Me Baby One More Time together.
And he was so good.
He's in the pigtails. Oh, it's so amazing. Good.
Is there nothing that guy is not up for?
I like it when the Count says to Vlad, wakey wakey, sleepy dead.
No, yeah.
That's good.
I really like, there were some moments where when people actually get sinister in the show that I actually really enjoyed. It doesn't happen that often because usually when they're getting sinister, it's still a bit too camp for me to fully enjoy it. But when Malik is doing that vampire tagging, right? And then Dracula is very like scarily telling him, I don't remember what the Latin was, but I came, I saw, I consumed, veni, vidi, something.
Oh yes, that's a great monologue. Actually,
I thought that was so, I was like, yeah, that he was, performs that, was
that
really
monologue
good.
Really well.
Interesting. I haven't seen that symbol since I left the old country. Do you know what it means?
Yeah, I read that vampires used to draw it to mark out their territory.
Quite the history buff, aren't we? Of course, we each drew it differently, otherwise it would have rather defeated the purpose. I put mine inside a triangle, which, if you think about it, is made up of three fields. I was once young, arrogant, reckless. It's like looking in a mirror.
Thanks.
So this is your territory, is it?
No, I was
and
just...
And do you know what the V stands for?
Vampire.
Veni. Vidi. Voro. I came, I saw, I consumed. I'm just messing with you. Go have fun, but not too much fun. Remember, there is a ceasefire.
Sounds like we need a new motto. I came, I saw, I coexisted.
You're so easily impressed.
Because I came, I saw, I consumed. That's really good. That's sick as fuck.
I like it when...
She loves these vampire things. Look at her.
I like it when...
The vampires, mate.
It's Vlad's birthday.
No.
It's Vlad's birthday, and he says, most 18-year-olds get a car, Dad, not all the evil in the universe.
To get the party, revamp you, which is a part of fucking Vlad's disastrous policy implementation. Revamp you is disastrous. That's horrendous. I wouldn't do it.
There's a bit where the vampire bounty hunters have like this weapon and they call it the VK, which I assume means vampire killer.
Oh, when so in the beginning of season five, when Vlad is sick because he's got the cold, weak bitch, and Dracula's like just to Renfield, like, cure the common cold, and I'm like, my guy, it's just not gonna happen, is it?
I should have done it weeks ago. Your infection's cleared up. Why are you even here?
I have my reasons.
Not anymore. Get out now.
But the country is crawling with slayers. What if they catch me?
Then I'll lend them a stake.
They'll want to take me alive. They know I'm the Chosen One's sister. And then they'll use me to find all of you.
You wouldn't say a thing. Would you?
Daddy, I'll draw them a map.
No!
Oh, when the shapeshifter in season four is pretending to be Renfield and the way that they decipher between the real Renfield and the fake one, they say, clean the master's boots. And the shapeshifter says, where's the boot polish?
Yeah.
And Renfield instantly licks the master's boot with his whole tongue.
I also, with that, like, they have, I immediately knew, didn't need that, because they had the... shapeshifter Renfield had just come from the slime pit, and it was written as he was punished by being thrown into the slime pit. I'm like, no. Renfield loves the slime pit.
I bet he's dirty.
Meg, what do you mean?
Like, like, up for anything. And I mean the actor. Renfield also, but the thing is, if you're willing to do that amount of shit.
Now, we have no real idea of what it is or what it's capable of.
Not a clue.
But I've read rumours, vamp legends, old country blood tales, that it could contain all the evil in the entire universe.
That's a lot of evil.
Exactly.
There's loads of Buffy references. Well, no, there's two Buffy references.
There's two Buffy references.
One in season three and one in... No, one in season four, one in season five.
Five, yeah. It's one's to Ingrid, but I don't remember what he says.
Well, someone says... Some random slayer says, oh, for the love of Buffy. And in the University Challenge episode, you've got...
Yeah, a Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is one of the answers, yeah.
Oh, I swear someone... He says something to Ingrid about...
In the Elisabetta, because I really liked the Elisabetta fighting, because it's like they use a lot of powers in a way that they don't usually do, and Ingrid almost does a straight up Kamehameha, and I was like,
what?
It's from Dragon Ball. She like does the she does the stance where she, and I was like, there's some nerds in the background of this show making these decisions.
I need you to hack into the VHC records for me again. Bring up everything you can get on a Talitha.
You really can't live without me, can you?
Don't push it, or I might do something you'll regret. Now get a move on before I turn you into a human haggis.
Nice.
Were you guys satisfied with the ending?
I am glad that this season happened. When I was watching seasons one and two, I was thinking, am I going to miss these when it gets darker? But I genuinely had the time of my life watching these. I had a lot of fun. Like, we've spoken about all the quote-unquote issues that we had, but, like, you know, ways that it could have been tighter story-wise or whatever, but I genuinely loved these three seasons, every single one.
I'm surprised we didn't get more Aaron hate from Meg.
There's so much other stuff to talk about.
I
we really could talk for a lot longer, but we just don't have time.
I was reasonably satisfied with it as an ending. I was like, okay, they're doing that nice, oh, let's all sit in a room and tie up all the loose ends and all say goodbye in a kind of amicable way. Kind of the closest comparison I could think of was like Friends. They're all like in that one place and they all amicably leave with a plan.
It was the only episode that didn't end with the theme tune.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it sort of faded off to sort of peaceful music, and I did find the ending of all the sort of high drama episodes to be kind of a shock when it finished with the too. It's like, this is a sitcom theme tune.
Yeah.
That they've not bothered to change.
I love the theme tune. I wish it was longer.
Erin!
We could talk for longer, but we don't. I'm sorry that this has been a really long episode. We hope you stick around.
I don't think they're mad. I think you guys are happy with it.
Laura thinks you're happy, so you're happy. All right?
Tell us if you're
happy. No, don't tell us if you're not. Tell us
keep
if you're
it to yourself if you're not.
Yeah, if you're not, shut up.
Thank you so much for watching / listening. This is an episode on YouTube, so.
Shall we round up by doing the socials?
Yes. Or maybe let's not bother this time. Everyone knows.
Stop laughing. We've got 4 minutes.
All right.
On TikTok, we are Thoughts TV Pod. On Instagram, we are Thoughts TV, O is a zero.
On Twitter, we are Thoughts_TV when we bother to tweet.
Yeah. You can email us at thoughtstv2002@gmail.com. You know, if you're a wine company that wants to sponsor us, please get in touch. Or we have a Discord as well, which is linked on all the socials.
And we have a Patreon. If you'd like to become a patron, there's bonus content on there. And there will be more to come, because I'd like to give away even more of my social life. This is my social life. I don't have any other friends. Fuck me. Stop doing that. I don't do anything else. This is my life.
Same. Oh my God.
You go to the cinema. We're going to the cinema tomorrow.
I've not been to a social life, Laura.
It's with you.
Jesus Christ. We don't do anything else.
I don't have the time, mate.
I work full time and then I do this when I'm not working or sleeping.
I like that we're spending our last 2 minutes to have a mental breakdown, each of us.
No, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. We love it. We love that you listen. But oh my God, I'm tired.
So I'm so tired, but please would you go on to Spotify and leave a ranking, leave a 5 stars, no less than 5 stars. If you're gonna leave less than 5 stars, don't rank.
If you're gonna leave less than 5 stars, do it on Apple Podcasts.
Do it on Apple Podcasts. I don't give a fuck.
Or like one of the weird ones.
Yeah, there's so many weird ones. Who listens to us on an Xbox? I want to know.
One of you does. Yeah. Oh, also, this is the beginning of my one-person campaign to get Keith Lee Castle a BAFTA.
Sorry, I thought you were just going to say
to get Keith Lee Castle.
I believe that he's married. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Aw.
No.
Damn it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.